Hello, this is the Booksword podcast, we think. Today we're going to be discussing The Maze Runner. It's by James Dashner. It's been out since, I think, 2010. And we finally got around to reading it. Now we've got some opinions on it. We're going to go around and everyone's going to say hello.
Hi, I'm Anna.
Hi, I'm Charlotte.
Hi, I'm Molly.
Hi, I'm Megan.
Hi, I'm Tori.
And I'm Ryan. And let's get into it.
Fascination.
Right, The Maze Runner, James Dashner. I thought he was British for some reason. I don't know why, but it turns out he's American.
British.
Yeah, he does. Totally sounds like a British guy. Anyway, it's not. There goes that theory.
It does say the New York Times bestseller, doesn't it?
Yeah, that's totally also where it starts, isn't it? Right, anyway. Maze Runner, first book of a trilogy. You may notice there is now a fourth book, which I've worked out is a prequel. But yes, this is where it all begins. I kind of recognise this book going back years now, like, and this is obviously the first time I've ever picked it up to read, and it's for the Booksword. Have you guys had that before? Have any of you encountered this in your libraries, or have you ever seen it? Or
is it isn't it?
Yeah.
Is it?
Yeah.
Maybe I've seen. I might have seen the title for around. Somewhere. I don't think I've ever picked up.
Oh, yes. Yeah. I think that's why.
I don't know why, because I quite enjoyed it.
That's why I've got my Re-Elevator card. Yeah.
That one.
That's the one.
Oh, yeah.
Hey, Vicky. So, who was it? Tina. Tina at Chicken House, we have to thank for this, who sent us the copies to read.
Thanks, Chicken House. You rule.
Also, just noticed at the back, there is actually a four-page ad advertising the film. Nothing really going on with details, it just says in 2014. If you have a look online, it says it's coming out in October, I think. So we have a good way yet before this will happen. That being said, a pretty interesting book. It's obviously been sort of jacketed to appeal to the Hunger Games crowd. That's you.
It annoys me when people are like, I'm less fans of the Hunger Games, because people do it with books that are really decent. Like Maggie Steerfast is one of my favourite authors, and on the front of most of her books it says something like, if you love Twilight, you'll love this. And I was like, I hate Twilight. And if I hadn't already read one of her books that doesn't have that on the front, I might never have picked up one of these. And then I would be missing out and it would be sad.
Yeah. It's weird, isn't it? What do you think when people use terms like that, when they use like umbrella books to kind of pull you in, how does that make you feel?
I want it to stand alone. I don't want it to be successful because somebody thought it was like something else.
Yeah.
But I suppose if it didn't have certain like the Hunger Games,
but it does
that
work,
was massive.
Yeah.
So I suppose if it didn't have, it might not
it
have gone as far as it did and got as much recognition as it needed, but.
Yeah.
I didn't even think it was like the Hunger Games.
It
was like, I was like, it's nothing like the Hunger Games.
Yeah.
It has children.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's the same
it has children. That's the closest it gets to the Hunger Games. There's people.
We find it all the time. We found it with House of Secrets when we read it back before I went. When it had a quote, even though it didn't say it was Harry Potter, it did have a quote from J.K. Rowling on the cover, which never happens. Like, she very rarely lends her positivity quotes to anything. So the very fact that, not that she's negative.
No, that does work. Like, some books that have quotes from people like Philip Pullman, I often pick those up because I love his work.
Yeah, it's like The Hunger Games.
You liked it, I might like it.
Who was on the 1 and 2 of The Hunger Games, of the original
Stephanie
Meyer.
Stephanie Meyer. Well, that annoyed me.
Yeah. Because you think Twilight. And then second book, wasn't it Stephen King or something?
I spent ages deliberately not reading The Hunger Games because A, everyone said it was good, and so often I really distrust the judgment of everyone. And B, Stephanie Meyer was on the front. So.
Yeah. I hear that. So it's awkward. It can kind of go one way or the other. They're obviously just hoping that it gets you past the first one. And then, of course, they put the quotes on the second and third one as well, just to kind of just drive that message home. But let's ignore the cover, because we shouldn't judge that, apparently. We should talk about what the book is actually like, which, in this case, is a male narrator, which is quite rare, isn't it? We don't really have that very often. Thomas, so first question. Go around clockwise, so we'll go to you, Anna, and then onwards, or whoever else wants to go. How do you connect with Thomas? Is he like a good narrator, or
I liked him. I don't know if I connect with him.
Yeah.
I liked him.
Yeah.
good point, yeah. Charlotte.
He wasn't annoying.
Funny, he did annoy me.
No, he wasn't. He wasn't.
He didn't annoy me as a character, but like sometimes he did things and I was like, you don't seem like a very nice person today. Did you not sleep very well or something?
I think he was a nice character, yeah, but then some of the bits like I'm trying to spoil it for you. The bit where he's in the maze and doing things which seem like not possible. You were like, are you really believable? Have you been changed at all?
I didn't. But then at times, you know, when he was with the character whose name I can't remember, who was his friend.
Chuck.
Yeah, him. He was, sometimes he just treated him really badly. Like, I swear, yeah. Sometimes he was just really offensive.
Yeah. Why? What did Chuck do?
No, nothing. That's nothing.
Just upset. Isn't he mean?
Do you girls think, from what you've, from what as far as you've got...
I thought he was quite whiny.
Yeah.
I didn't like him. Like, from what I've read, I didn't like him. But like, there's a certain part where he's just like, "Oh, I'm hungry. Let's go get some food." Like, calm down. You're just hungry. You're not like dying.
I had the opposite too. I kind of connected with him as a person. Like, I understood where he's coming from, but I didn't like him as a character.
Yeah.
How does he compare to... I'll give you two examples. How does he compare to Katniss?
I didn't like Katniss, but I understood her.
Yeah. He's a lot more feeling than Katniss is, because Katniss is like, I don't care about anyone else, but I'm going to save you, she's like, I care about you.
Katniss
is very much like, determined, I can do things myself, and I felt like he was a lot more dependent on other people throughout the
film. And Harry Potter? Possibly a different sort of example, but they are both boys and they've both got series about them.
Really, really different.
Yeah.
Harry was quite like sensitive. I guess he was sensitive
and, like,
and he was really likable.
Yeah.
And he would always do what he thought was the right thing.
Yeah.
Thomas is not like that.
I didn't like Harry. I know. I love Harry Potter and I read them all, but Harry, like, when he, like, broke up with Joe, it was a bit like, the way he did it, it was horrible. And I just, that's the only thing I can really, really stand out. Like, I loved all the other characters.
Is
but,
it
you know, he was just angry.
Yeah. Certain things he did irritated me. But I, because most of it was from his point of view, I guess if you read seven books from the same point of view,
seven.
From the same point of view as the person, you kind of just get to know them a lot better.
Yeah. Well, this was not helped by the fact that he doesn't know who he is at first, which none of our other protagonists in the books we've mentioned so far really have as a problem. Yeah, interesting. I'm not really normally one for amnesia or whatever it is. But he can remember his name.
That reminded me of something. There's books, the Mercy books. They're like, I can't remember who they're by, but they're about this. She's a body jumper, basically. She gets put in other people's bodies and has to live their lives, and then gets snatched away and put in another person's body, and the only thing she can remember is not her name, but what she calls herself.
Yeah.
And then, like, she tends to forget what her... She finds it really difficult to think about and remember the previous people that she's been.
Yeah.
And doesn't remember who she was before she was a body jumper. So that reminded me of that.
Oh, cool. Just kind of... talk about the use of language. A lot of it's, even though it's sort of the future, there's a lot of words that we recognise. There's also some words we don't, especially when it first begins and people are talking at him and they're using words that he just doesn't understand and we don't understand. How did that kind of affect your reading of the book?
I had to go back, but like, I think it helped because it made you feel like you were more like
in
him.
Yeah,
you didn't know anything and it was stressful and it made you feel like him too.
Yeah.
I think it would have helped if at the start of the book they said, "Oh, this means this."
A little glossary.
The thing was, all the characters were really like really determined not to tell him what any of these words meant. Like,
you will be asked too many questions.
I don't care if the reader is confused as you are. We are not going to tell you what these mean. Like, he'd be like, "So what does that mean?" And they'd be like, "Oh, go away. We don't want to talk to you.
You'll find out."
Yeah.
Shut up, no one wants to hear your opinion.
It's a strange way of like delaying knowledge, isn't it?
Yeah. Well, most of the characters were just really horrible. Mm-hmm. Like, I think they're just deliberately really horrible people.
Yeah. Yeah. I guess it was supposed to be like because they were in that situation.
But then you had to find like the nice qualities.
Yeah.
Like with Min-ho, is that his name?
Min-ho, yeah.
You could sometimes see that he was...
For sure.
But he still had horrible moments. Like he still had moments where he just said stop.
Because he left.
Left him, didn't he?
Yeah, I was like, that's a bit harsh.
How rude.
No, because he was the leader and all. She's like, you can't leave him.
No loyalty.
Traitor. Number three, there's one female character, one main female character, and she promptly goes catatonic on us.
Yes.
What is the author doing here? What is the point?
Not sure about the message on? There.
No,
you're going to have all male.
I didn't see the point of it. Because, like, she came in and she was either dead or not dead or somewhere in between dead or alive.
Coma too.
Yeah. And then she was put away, and then for, like, three chapters she disappeared.
And then you hear about is this mysterious kind of...
And then she said she prompted the end, but then she didn't really, because it was Thomas who did...
And neither of them really had any choice about it anyway.
Yeah, and I just didn't understand the point of it was.
She didn't add much.
No, she didn't.
Her presence didn't really change anything, apart from, like... And it was like... Ooh, it was like
girl.
I know, but the thing is... but the thing was, they had a new... person, and that was fine, that was normal. And then the first abnormal thing was that they didn't. And then the author was like, this needs to happen, and it was like another abnormal thing, and it was a bit like, just take one of them out.
Yeah.
You don't
but
need
like, she does like tell him, like she gives him clues, like because she yeah, can she remember does, a little bit
it
and like without her they wouldn't have found the code. Well, I don't know as far as I've got about the code, but yeah,
I think they were trying to get it to be romancy with
her. I got that impression.
Yeah.
I don't think they did it very well though, because it was like it was so when she first was introduced, it was like it was like so blatant. It was like I can see where this is going. And
I've
only known her for two pages.
It's like they're supposed to already know each other, so you're supposed to think. Like,
but it's still the first time
Thomas actually.
We could have a Star Wars situation. They could be brother and sister.
Yeah, that's right. Like, Steve and I was like, maybe they're brother and sister because I don't want to say it on here and then. Not be the last 100 pages.
Yeah.
To be the last little bit.
I love how you thought about this whilst brushing your teeth.
Yeah. It could be one of those.
I was thinking about what to say about it. I was like,
also,
when I
first started out, it was like quite. It wasn't really easy reading. Like you couldn't sort of skim through it. You had to pay attention.
Yeah.
And at first, I was like, "Ooh, this is a bit weird." And then I kind of, you get a little bit more engaged with it as it goes on. So if you can get past like the first few chapters, then it gets more.
I think the only annoying
thing the same hand gesture over and over again.
The only annoying thing about it was that, like, if you really wanted to, like, find out what they were talking about, you had to read, like, descriptions for ages. You didn't want to miss the descriptions in case something happened, and you were like, oh! But apart from that, I loved it.
Well, at one point, I didn't do that, and then I went on, and then there was some dialogue, and I was like, I have no idea what you're talking about.
See,
I need
so you
to
have
go back and read this again.
Not wanting to spoil it for you, Megan and Molly, there is a sentence very close to the end where there's a... Okay, so Teresa and Thomas are in different rooms, basically. So Teresa in a separate room, shuffling her away before she could even say goodbye. Thomas missed her desperately 3 seconds after she was gone.
I love romance.
I like romance, but I like romantic subplots as well when it's not like I don't know how good I would be about reading like a book that's entirely unless it's John Green, in which case I might be able to say it.
I think John Green's the only one
but when it's a subplot it needs to be done well. Like as opposed to just being kind of there.
I feel like in this it's hinted at and it's sort of shoehorned in and it's gonna be built up in the next book.
I think it could have been done. I think the introduction of her character was a bit weird. I think it could have been a bit
better. It's also worth wondering whether it's a sort of a weakness of the author that he doesn't like writing women, so he just doesn't.
Maybe he just really doesn't like women. Maybe he's secretly sexist. He's like, I'm not gonna have any women in my book. I was like, absolutely.
Maybe
about
in the next two books, he puts her in more.
Hopefully. Yeah. We need more women. We have no women. We are womenless.
He could have used it to like, because this is more like a male book, especially with like a male
protagonist, most surrounded by mostly male people.
Yeah, I think he could have used to appeal to like our girls as well.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So.
Do you remember the one, Breathe,
mm-hmm.
with the kind of the different narratives, the boy, the girl, and the other girl, and that was kind of interesting, wasn't it? Because it kind of had a bit of appeal for everyone. And of course, the publisher went and messed it up by putting a purple cover on it. But I thought that was quite a good way of a good compromise. So number four is Albie.
Three points straight into the Grey Months.
Yeah.
Yes, it did. Yeah, that's true, actually.
I suppose it's a good alternative to other books for boys. Mm-hmm. Because like with The Hunger Games, that had romance in.
Yeah.
The romance was quite interesting in The Hunger Games, though.
Yeah, it was in your
because
face.
They,
it
well, was the other thing was, the way that they did it was the whole way... It was really interesting that she chose to do it the way she did. Mm. And I like the fact that she did the whole, we don't really love each other, but we have to for the cameras.
Mm.
And
but then, we do secretly love each other.
But even the other one doesn't actually know that... I love them, but I don't know what's going on. It was, and the plot was still separate to that.
So. She played the field.
Quite a lot. Like there isn't many teen, well, not that I've read, that don't hint at romance or don't like have like a few specks of romance,
isn't it?
Yeah.
People
So I suppose it is good for like the male.
Contingent.
Yes.
Male.
I'm trying to use the word. Yeah. Like, there was a male group.
I love how it's like a way, like, those people that we've kind of stayed away from.
Number four is I'll be a good leader.
No.
No.
No? Why not?
He was just really
horrible.
He was just whiny. He was just like, did great.
Made terrible decisions.
Yeah.
And was just not good.
And he was named after. I don't want to. Can I, can
Albert Einstein?
Yeah, I don't want to spoil it for you, but it was named, they're all named after like
historical characters.
Yeah. And he was named after Albert Einstein. But then he doesn't come up with any good ideas, and it just doesn't make sense.
Also, like, the whole premise of it, I'm not going to say anything, but like, the reason that they're all there.
Yeah.
You would have thought that.
He would have questioned
more,
it. Yeah.
Well, he would be a bit more capable.
Yeah.
Than he was. I don't know.
Yeah, because he, like, in. Like, trying to not spoil it, but when he went into the maze and he just sort of.
Kicked it.
No, you know that they hurt you. You know
and
that it's going to hurt you.
And that's never. This has never happened before. Maybe it's not actually happening.
Yeah.
Oh, I know. I'll just
kick it, and then you know, it class. Might not sting me. And it does. And you're an idiot. I prefer Thomas as a leader rather to Albie. Because I think Thomas, even though he's a bit whiny, he sort of understood like
had
how to break
making
it. Yeah. Because then, and then, I don't want to spoil it for you, because he burnt down the room, didn't he? And why would you do that if you were the leader? Surely you want to, like, keep everyone safe and find a way to get out, rather than just,
burn it. Destroy the world.
I was also thinking, they do hint even at his introduction that Thomas is wary of Albie and he doesn't quite like him. He sort of warms to someone else over him, doesn't he? You're kind of given that sort of doubt on his effectiveness as a leader from the very beginning. And that's just kind of carried
on. The person whose viewpoint you're through is like...
I think Newt was better than Albie.
He was definitely better. Mm. He still had a few moments where it was
Even though Newt depended on Albie, which I didn't understand why, when he was a better leader than he was.
Yeah.
Because, like, when Albie was ill, Newt was, like...
I don't know what to
do. Unconsolable. But then...
He wasn't that fond of him. He was just, It was just, like, he was a constant in his life, and it was, like, I don't know what to do.
I think even when, like, he was looking after Albie, he was a better leader, because he told Thomas what to do and everything.
And also he had actual, like, emotions. Like, I felt like some of them were just their primary emotion was, like, anger.
Yeah.
Hatred. Irritation.
I think that's why Chuck was so good in the book, because he, like...
Chuck seemed quite laid back.
Yeah, because he's so young.
Yeah, he's younger than...
Yeah, he wanted a family, and I think that was sort of the emotional sort of... Paul.
This is really difficult.
I might have to ask you guys to go look at Teen if you want, because I've got questions to do with the ending.
See, I don't mind being spoiled. It's just you. Do you want it to be spoiled?
I don't mind. I think I know the ending
now,
so I might as well.
Yeah?
I think that...
This is the last one before the ending questions. number five.
Will.
Okay.
I'm sorry, dying over Will.
From House of Secrets?
No!
Where?
But yes, House of Secrets! That as well!
He didn't die though, did he? He came back.
I'm still dying from him dying.
Sorry.
Was it Will from Cross My Heart? Was
it? No, it was.
Who am I thinking of?
I know who you're talking about.
Yeah.
And so he died.
The brother, the poet.
The poet. What was his name?
Oh.
I can't even remember.
Oh my gosh.
That really annoyed me. It's really like the other day I was in French and I was singing a High School Musical song and I couldn't remember its name.
There is one.
Is there one in there?
What's here?
Has anyone
quickly found it at the back? It's in bold.
Oh god.
It says in bold.
Yes, but it's not bright at the back.
I'm pretty sure it's Anton.
Oh, it's Anton!
There we go.
You win.
Has anyone read
Knots
and Crosses?
Yes.
I read like the little one. And
I like
the one. And then it's sort of more to the cross. I like
the first two.
Yeah, I like the first
two. The later ones were not as good, but the first one I got really. I cried at the first one.
Yeah.
That was just really upsetting.
And then it sort of went downhill from there. I was like, oh. I didn't really like the third one. It's the third one where she got trapped in the thing with a mom.
Yeah, I didn't like how it started. I know we've gone off to different books now, but it was like the two main characters, and then they weren't the main characters. It was her daughter was the main character.
That annoys me when they do the generational thing. Like, I read some really good books, and the first, it was a trilogy, and the first two ones were about David, and then the third one was about his son,
who
had existed. And I really, because often you get this syndrome of, because when you're in David's head, you don't think of him as a hero, you just think of him as someone who is a character. Who does things, and then you move on, and it's like, oh, I live in the shadow of my father. Stop. It's like you get it so often when you do the generation switches.
You're off topic there.
Oh, sorry. So number five, telepathy.
Ooh.
Don't see it in dystopian ever, really. Thoughts on whether it works here?
I didn't think it really worked.
It didn't work. Like, because there wasn't really a good explanation.
No.
Like, the explanation annoyed me. It was a bit like contrived.
Yeah.
It was a bit like, we need them to have a mental connection, so...
Because it was only...
Teresa.
It was only Teresa that it could work with, because Thomas, it didn't work with. He tried to, like, talk to her, and he didn't get a response. I mean,
he did eventually.
I think.
Yeah.
Right at the end, he's definitely talking to her.
Yeah. I think he had to think about it, and, like...
Yeah.
It was like learning to ride a bike.
Yeah.
I just didn't think it really worked.
It didn't work for me.
It's interesting, isn't it? Because you think about the Hunger Games where, yes, they all have skills, but they're just
regular
skills that anyone
for
can learn.
For that society, definitely.
Yes, and I think that's what sort of grounds dystopian novels, because you set them in a fantastical setting, but then you give characters who could just be like... normal, modern characters.
That's the thing, it's the setting, isn't it? It's the fact that what set it apart is the setting, it's a dystopian setting.
Yeah.
And then when you put things that stand out even in the setting that's making the novel stand out, it's a bit...
It needs to be one
odd.
Or the other. It needs to be like X-Men in the real world, or it needs to be like...
Like, if you're going to have it, you have everything. You can't have, like,
one or more.
It needs, like, if you're going to put it in a dystopian world and people have telepathy, make it something that's common, not something that, like...
It's very alien.
Because they both obviously were put into the maze for a reason. So it makes me wonder whether it's going to be like a science fiction novel. Like, we'll turn into it because, like, obviously, what I'm thinking is they might be experiments and they've changed them so they're better. So, like, you
well,
can jump
that,
over
I think that makes sense of
gravers.
The explanation. It just seems a bit contrived, like a
in
bit odd.
Internet Movie Database, I think that it is described as sci-fi slash something. So it might be,
Although you never know what they'll do with the films, to be honest.
Might change
like, just non-canon Tauriel, put her in The Hobbit, that works too.
I thought it did work,
but I think a lot of people complained about it.
Yeah, someone behind me complained, and I was like, just enjoy the film!
Okay, we now come to the questions about the end.
Okay.
If you don't wish to be part of it,
what did you think about the end?
You can walk away, go look at something else.
To walk away.
Go find some Batman.
Call you back.
Go be Batman.
Shall we go wreak some havoc?
Yes.
I might go with that.
We'll be back.
Godspeed.
Be safe.
Be safe. Yep. Right. So, what did you make of the ending? And is it a fabrication? I am referring, of course, to when the people storm in and come out of nowhere.
I was lost.
It happened really quickly.
Yeah.
I felt like there was no setup for it. The whole book they were working towards something that ended up being completely not what anyone was expecting, and it happened in like 20 pages.
Yeah, because I didn't really understand what was going on, because I know that the woman shot Chuck and I cried a bit.
That was upsetting.
But then other people
was
came
like,
in.
Family.
And then other people came in, and I was like, well, hang on, who are you, firstly?
There are women! I think I might pass out.
I just didn't understand, one, who the people who were, like, the people who were shooting at them.
And why.
And then why, because weren't they controlling it?
Yeah.
So why would you shoot them if you wanted them to live?
And,
then it's like, oh, it's like 20 pages. 20 pages at the end of the book, and it's like, right, so they've escaped Maze, and now they're a scientist, and now they've left the scientists, and now they're with other people who state to be part of some kind of rebel organisation against the scientists, and now we're gone, and it's the end, and I have idea what just happened.
The people who were the rebel people, didn't they write the report?
Yeah.
Saying that it was part two?
The epilogue.
Yeah.
Mm. Yeah.
Doesn't it say that basically they bought it, they thought it was real, they thought that us saving them is real?
Yeah.
Which I thought...
So I think it could have been better explained, to be honest. Or in more detail.
The boy's murder and the, in quotation marks, rescue proved to be a valuable finale.
Yeah. So it's like, are you actually just... They threw so much.
I think
he
just
wanted
to get it done, didn't
he? Yeah. Mm. It felt like it was like, I'm just so done with this novel.
Yeah.
I'm just so done.
Two new female characters and they're promptly dispatched with...
Like, oh no, women.
Women, can't have that.
Shoot them.
But I did like the report. I think that was a good way to end it.
I think
that was good. It was just, I think it was the part, it was the whole kind of...
It was a follow-up to
it,
wasn't it?
And it was, I was, like you, I was a bit lost with what was going on.
Mm.
But the report kind of finalised it. It was a bit grounding. It was like, okay. You can kind of work out what happened just from that.
Yeah.
And you'll get less lost if you just don't read the other bit of the ending at all.
Yeah. I agree. What do you suppose is to come in the next book?
I think it'll be another sort of challenge for them to overcome, and I think they keep getting dwindled down, so it's just Thomas and Teresa at the end doing some sort of finale.
I think it's going to be, what's it called, Divergent-esque, where the whole thing is set in the city that used to be Chicago and then they move. It's challenging.
Yeah.
And it's like, then you have a different thing to get used to, because everything's going to change now.
Yeah.
Because the whole book was set in one place, and now we're moving on, that's behind.
Yeah.
So it's going to be... Yeah, I think you're right. I think they'll kind of just... He's going to bring in loads of women just so he can murder them.
I like the red coats of Star Trek. So that's what you think's to come. Lastly, are you interested in it? Do you want to read on?
I think it was a good sort of... Because obviously it was aimed at Hunger Games fans, so we were expecting...
Something slightly different.
Yeah, something to do with children, death and dystopia.
Which in a sense you get.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But then I think putting
children,
it in a maze,
death.
In like some sort of experimentation, because obviously...
kind of...
Yeah, because I think sort of it appealed because we know about experiments. Like, I knew about like the psychology itself.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Because I think that's how I connected to it, through like the psychology experiments. So
yeah.
I think it was a good sort of selling point to put it in a maze. And
I don't think I would... Think I would read another book, but I don't think I'd pay like lots of money to read it. It wasn't like...
I have the next two for you to borrow if you want.
Perfect.
Well, and I have
like
the
some
fourth
books,
one as well.
I paid
the
some
prequel.
Books.
The prequel.
I read Divergent, and then I ordered. I bought both the other books like the next day. I bought them. I paid for them. I was like, I am going to read them.
Yeah. That's pretty much it. I'm just going to grab the game.
Come back.
Stop your havoc wreaking.
We
need to save it.
Save the world.
Right.
Oh, hey.
So, yeah, we're pretty much done. I just wanted...
Come back. Have you wreaked havoc?
Yeah, we have.
I'm with My Little Pony bag.
Yeah, you have My Little Pony bag.
And it was, like, the actual teddy.
It was
wow.
It was pretty cool.
It was so cool.
What adventures you've had.
He's still in one piece.
Yeah.
I just wanted Charlotte to mention what you were saying to me earlier about Zimbardo, because that seemed quite interesting to this.
Oh, yeah. When I was reading the book, because I do psychology and I've done it. I think does Hannah do it as well? I don't know. She was talking to me about her A levels, but... Yeah, maybe.
I'm trying to think of what she... just cares for the day, and that's all I know.
Yeah. And in psychology, Zimbardo, who was a famous psychologist, did an experiment where he took... 20 male students, or 20, 50, I don't know, a number, and he put them in the basement of a university and changed it into a prison. And he separated the two, separated them into two, into either prisoners or guards. And it's meant to last for 2 weeks, but then because they have no, there was no authority or anything, no one telling them what to do, they started to, like, to turn on each other. So the guards would make them clean their shoes with their tongues. It was really horrible. It went really bad. It had to finish after 4 days because I think about three people had nervous breakdowns. So when I was reading that, all I could think about was the experiment and how, like, after a while people turn on each other after with no authority.
I read about that somewhere. Psychology is something that really interests me, and I read about that somewhere. I think I didn't quite click that that was what it was, but I think I had similar when I was reading it. I think this is, yeah, that makes sense.
I think it's quite interesting to look at it that way, as opposed to looking at it as a sort of Hunger Games knockoff, to kind of compare it to some real life experiment that had been done, and just to kind of give it a bit of context that way. So it does make it, that to me sounds more appealing than comparing it to the Hunger Games. I'd rather it had something about that on the cover.
All the way through, like, written on the walls, like,
yeah,
experiment.
Yes. I only just got that. You know, it said like Wicked, and that it said World in Catastrophe, Kill Zone Experiment Department.
Yeah.
I was like, see them.
Is that on that little mouse?
Yeah.
When it goes into the grave.
Yeah. But I got really creeped out because on her, didn't she write like Wicked is good on her arm or something? Mm. I was like,
I don't think she did it intentionally. I think it was them like controlling her. It is good, but it's not. But yeah.
And then lastly, you know, I love to ask this. Did you enjoy it?
Yes. Yes.
Yeah.
I'm enjoying it.
Perfect.
It took me a while to get into it.
Yeah.
I had to skip first, like, two chapters was a bit like, because I didn't understand what anybody was saying.
I had a similar
come
experience.
In with the glossary again.
But I like it now. After like chapter six.
Great. Well, you didn't want to be spoiled but for the ending, so that's a good sign, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yay. Cool. Thank you.
With the ones that I've emailed about, see if we can get copies.
Awesome. Thank you. Thank you for reading that, girls. I think we are done.
I love that I get thanked for reading things.
Yeah, disclaimer.